playing so right, catching a glance, but I don't know why. Sticking around, say it's all mine. Caught in a rush, but I'll take my time. And I can't stop this feeling. No, I can't stop this feeling. No. Outside on a cold night, wasting around, but I don't know why. Betting on home, no, it's alright. Morning is close, but I'll take my time. And I can't stop this feeling. No, I can't stop this feeling.
A 9-piece electro soul and hip-hop band whose most recent album, Uncommon Good, was created with legendary Grammy-winning producer Neil Pogue. They're currently in the middle of a North American tour, which will bring them to Victoria and Vancouver on March 5th and 7th. I spoke with vocalist and sax player Nick Ferraro over Skype. Nick, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Tell me a little bit about your musical history. Have you been making music since you were a child, or did you come to it later in life?
I suppose I started relatively early. I was lucky enough that I had parents that kind of forced me into taking piano lessons when I was young. But then it never became a serious thing. And I suppose a bit later in life, being exposed to certain types of music and different instruments and seeing things live sort of ignited a spark in me. Maybe I'd say in my mid-teenage years to be like, this is something I want to take seriously and I actually want to practice and not just play in my neighbor's basement as she teaches me scales on the piano.
Can you think of one particular album that was really life-changing for you the first time you heard it?
Yeah, actually. I think it would be the instance of the first time I listened to music, I would say actively, which, like, outside of the context where I feel like a lot of people listen to music, where it's just whatever's on the radio or whatever happens to be around and you never really sit down and take time with it. But when I was maybe 11 or 12, my sister gave me The Wall by Pink Floyd. And I just remember putting Another Brick in the Wall on repeat for like 6 months. and that was my first experience just like actively listening to music. And I remember just that had a huge impact on me. And I really dug into Pink Floyd, and that led to classic rock, led to the Beatles, led to everything else, which was pretty cool.
How did you come together with the other eight musicians to form Busty and the Bass?
So we'd all just moved to Montreal for school around the same time. And then Louis, our guitar player, had a bunch of people go over, kind of had this party thing, and there were instruments set up. And pretty much the people that ended up playing on the instruments that night became the iteration of the band. So it was pretty cool. We met in a very social setting that way. It was really cool.
My super sleuthing skills have led me to deduce that there's no Busty amongst your crew. So how did you come up with the name?
Completely out of nowhere. Yeah, it's a funny thing to think about.
With nine members in your band, including a horn section, how do you typically approach your songwriting? Is it a really collaborative process?
I'd say so. Things like collaboration, with every song, they become very collaborative, but at different stages. So a lot of times we'll sort of start out and it'll be one person's idea and they're bringing in something. And I feel like a lot of core creative elements are definitely sometimes at their best when it's with one to three people, where you really get to like suss out the big purpose behind things, especially with writing. But then after a little bit, like, you know, we show each other what we've been working on, whether it's individually or in a group. And then the band just kind of takes it by the horns and makes it into something that like, that alone we'd never and ever be able to accomplish. So it's pretty cool that way. And then sometimes that happens slightly earlier in the track, or sometimes a song will be more fleshed out and the band will just take it and put all the touches on it that make it something more grand.
Your most recent album, Uncommon Good, was created with legendary Grammy-winning producer and mixer Neil Pogue, who has worked with everyone from Outkast to Snoop Dogg, Nicki Minaj, Aretha Franklin, the list goes on. What was it like working with Neil?
Amazing. First and foremost, an awesome person, which when you're spending so much time like in these stints working on albums, you may not spend that much overall time together, but it's really compressed. Within 10 days, you're spending every minute together, and just having people that are good to be around, someone that can come into our workflow and our way of hanging out that we established for years, and for that us to feel comfortable is the biggest part there. So just that, and then having him as a voice in the room is just insane. We respect him, we trust him, he's looking out for us, just to get the most out of us, really. And especially with things like making decisions on these little things where everyone has different ideas and every option is great, but just to have someone to have a say of like, let's try this one out, let's see how that sounds, and we're all kind of just to be able to trust that and give it a shot and understand that it's going to be good either way, but there's someone there to sort of guide the ship. It's really, we're all honestly probably kill each other without them.
The lead single, Up Top, garnered amazing reviews, with HuffPost saying your band's musical chemistry is more than just luck, it's a calling. What can you tell me about that song?
That song came about with me and our bass player, Milo. We were hanging out at my place, and I sort of had, we kind of start with this demo sometimes where you have some chords and some music, and there's like mumble vocals where it's like you get these little melodies like, and it's this thing that's in your head, but you don't have any words for it, you don't know what it's about. And so it's cool taking something at that point, and you can ask yourself what the music is trying to convey just from a place of energy or something like that. And so I was talking to my dad actually about him and my mom's first date where he took her flying, and I was like, wow, that's badass, man. And then I sort of thought about like sometimes these like conventional relationship songs where these things are just like so far-fetched and things, then I realized that they're true, and you can kind of just these experiences like the grandiose sort of like over-the-top thought about like this relationship or this date or something, that sometimes that actually happens. So it's just like, let's just embrace that.
Turn it up.
When it's rocky, I'll make it. get smooth.
I'll make it smooth.
If there's room for two, take a leap with you now. Every day she's trying to say, hey, can I take a leap with you? Oh.